So I had my tongue in this woman's ass. And she turns around and she says, "Do I know you?"
It was the most memorable time of my life.
The most memorable.
It was a touching moment.
A touching moment. Did he get consent before he touched you?
I never thought it would ever happen.
Right, you never thought. Don't put gas in your car. Don't pay your mortgage. You help him, he's going to help you. Yeah, that's how that works. See, that's what we have a government for, is to put gas in your car and pay your mortgage for you. But then, he's not any ordinary president. He wasn't an ordinary president. He was the Messiah. The first affirmative action. The second coming of Jesus. He does know your anger. He does know your dreams. He knows these things because the NSA monitors your Facebook feed and stores all this information on you and then presents it to him. So yeah, he knows what you're sharing on Facebook. The cult of personality has killed more people with flying robots than any other Nobel Peace Prize winner. He is the Messiah. Hussein Obama. Bam Bam. Only you can follow like a retarded sheep. Only you can believe anything he says because he's half black. And if you disagree with Obama, you're racist. He did smile on the TV. He smiled pretty. Like Joseph Biden said, he was the first clean, articulate black man the Democrats could find. Of course, probably that's because the Democrats founded the Ku Klux Klan and killed so many black people. Maybe if they'd given black people baths instead of killing them, maybe they could have found more clean ones. God, did I say that? I must be racist. The cult of personality. The cult of personality. After all, it's impossible to disagree with a black person unless you're racist. That could be the only reason. Remember, it's not murder when black people kill other humans with missiles launched from flying robots. Only you can set you free. I'm doing a striptease in the studio here. Only you guys can see it. I'm shedding off my sweater because I'm already getting hot. I'm hot already because I'm the great one himself. I am so fucking hot. I'm stripping off my sweater, generating all kinds of awesome static electricity in the process. Now when I touch the microphone, I'm going to get fucking shocked or something probably. Then the static electricity will travel through the microphone to the computer and fucking blow something up because God knows we haven't had enough shit go wrong around here today. As it is, this morning we were recording, had a bad patch cable when we were playing the sound bites that you heard in Friday's edition of Stating the Obvious, and I got all, I got all like fucking agitated. I was listening to the episode afterwards and listening to myself like, dude, it's just a bad cable, calm the fuck down. And I got my panties all in a fucking wad, and I was screaming and yelling, "God damn you!" I was like, dude, fucking take a Quaalude and fucking relax. Jesus Christ. It's not the end of the fucking world. It's not like Donald Trump has been elected president or anything. Oh, wait, Donald Trump is the president. Oh, God. It's kind of surreal. Like, Donald Trump is president. Oh my God. I just, the triggering. Oh, the triggering. It's so beautiful to see. all the social justice warriors still did the triggering. Oh my God. Okay. But we're not here to talk about the trumpeting. Oh my God. Oh, I just love it. Oh, deep breath. Deep, deep breath. We are here to talk about the 8 years of paradise that Hussein Obama brought to the United States of America. All of the problems he solved, all the things that he fixed, all the things he made better. We are going through Hussein Obama's blueprint for change. And I'm reading things that I highlighted in the blueprint for change 8 years ago. Well, 8 and a half, whatever it was, when I first got this. And I'm just asking the question. These are the promises Obama made 8 years ago. Did he fulfill these, or did he lie to you? Some people figured out that he lied to them. I actually met one of those people. I've told the story. I met this guy I knew at Obama's second election when Ron Paul was running. I met the guy at the Ron Paul speech over on Colorado State University campus. And he told me, he says, yeah, I voted for Obama the first time. I thought he was going to do the things he said he was going to do. And I feel betrayed by him. He didn't fucking do the shit. I'm like, well, fuck, you know. I can appreciate that you are able to make that connection. Because, look, I mean, the people, I'm serious about this. Very serious about this. And yes, statism is fucked up and all this shit. But understand, most people are statist because most people are inferior, okay? Not everybody can be an anarcho-capitalist because the 99% are inferior and they should be dead if natural selection were allowed to take place. Now, setting that aside for a moment, in the context of a statist society, right, you're a sheep, you believe you need the government to build roads, all sorts of shit. Obama shows up. He's young, he's pretty, you know, he, like Joseph Biden said, Obama's taking a bath, he's clean, he's black, and he's saying all this stuff, and you're thinking, hey, this sounds pretty fucking good. You know, I can understand why so many people would fall for this, right? Obama had a website, he was on Twitter, he's got this, the blueprint for change, I have it right here in my hand, printed out. Hang on 1 second, this is 59 pages of his promises of what he's going to do. When you read it and it sounds good, I can completely understand why you would be presented with all of this and why you would fall for it and vote for Obama the first time. Now, 4 years later, when it's become abundantly clear that none of this is going to manifest and that it's simply business as usual, when you vote for him the second time, that's when you prove yourself to be a fucking moron. That's when you prove yourself to be not just a little bit inferior, but truly, beyond any shadow of doubt, inferior. Inferior to that next level. Speaking of stupidity, I want to revisit, because we're talking about Hussein Obama, the Messiah, half black, first affirmative action, second coming of Jesus. I want to talk about my stupidity for a moment. Because I used to be a very stupid person. There's a really good chance that 2-3 years from now, I'll look back on myself today and say, God damn, I was fucking stupid. I was really stupid. Here is how stupid I was, and I'll tell you about it right after I take a drink of Dos Equis Amber. If you've listened to past episodes of this podcast, or if you've been with me for a long time, you have heard me come on the podcast and make the following statement or something to this effect. You have heard me say that Obama is killing sand niggers with flying robots. Now, I used to say this on a fairly regular basis in some variation of that or another, and I always used the term sand niggers. And this is how stupid I was, because here's what was going through my brain. This is what I thought would happen. I thought people would hear me calling Muslims sand niggers, And they would get offended. They would say, well, that's racist. You can't call them sand niggers. That's racist. It's wrong to call them sand niggers. And then, now this is where the stupidity kicks in. I thought these same people would then make this leap and they would say, man, it's wrong to call them sand niggers because it's offensive to them. But if you shoot them with a missile launched from a flying robot, well, that's even more wrong. So now you're killing them. Now they're dead. I mean, calling them sand niggers is offensive and it may hurt their feelings, but they're still alive. But if they get shot and killed and blown up with a missile launched from a flying robot, well, that's even worse than calling them sand niggers. And President Obama is killing them with missiles launched from flying robots. So that means President Obama is a really bad person because he's killing these people. See, and I thought people would make that leap. That's how stupid I was. I thought you were smart enough to figure out that if it's wrong to call somebody a sand nigger, that it's also wrong to kill them. And I'm not talking about the ones who are actually real terrorists. I'm talking about all the innocents, right? Because we know Obama didn't, you know, most of the people Obama's killed with flying robots were not terrorists. And we can even talk about it. It's a discussion. It's a topic that can be debated. Do even the terrorists, should they be killed, right? I'm not saying they should. I'm not saying they should. I'm saying it can be debated. But I thought this was a no-brainer. If it's wrong to call people sand nigger because of their skin color, then certainly it's wrong to kill them with missiles launched from flying robots just because they happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I actually thought, I was so stupid that I thought you 99%ers out there would be able to figure that out. That's how dumb I was. I have finally learned, I think, I could be wrong, but I think I have finally learned to never, ever give you 99%ers any credit for intelligence at all. I mean, none. Zero. Wonder what the problem is. Here we go. Hussein... Blueprint for Change, Hussein Obama, 2008. We're on page 28. Hussein Obama's plan for restoring fiscal discipline. Where's the debt at now? $19 trillion or something? He's going to restore fiscal discipline. The cost of our debt is one of the fastest growing expenses in the federal budget. This rising debt is a hidden domestic enemy, robbing our cities and states of critical investments in infrastructure like bridges, ports, and levees. Robbing our families and our children of critical investments in education and healthcare reform. Robbing our seniors of the retirement and health security they have counted on. If Washington were serious about honest tax relief in this country, we'd see an effort to reduce our national debt by returning to responsible fiscal policies. The problem, increasing debt. Under President Bush, the federal debt has increased from $5.7 trillion to $8.8 trillion. An increase of more than 50%. And under Hussein Obama, it increased from $8.8 trillion to $19 trillion. But see, that's all right. Because Obama's black. And it's not debt if you're black. Irresponsible tax cuts. President Bush's policy of giving tax breaks for the wealthy will cost the nation over $2.3 trillion by the time they expire in 2009. Well, $2.3 trillion is not enough to pay off the $19 trillion you ran up. Furthermore, as I talked about before, as was I saw on the Twitterverse, as liberal Democrats were very proud of, corporate profits after taxes went up under Hussein Obama. So where's your taxing the rich people, Hussein Obama? Okay, here we go. He's got a plan. He's going to restore financial discipline to Washington. Hussein Obama is going to restore financial discipline to Washington. It says it right here in the Blueprint for Change. Is there some financial discipline in Washington? Did that happen? Did that happen? Did that happen? Right here. Reinstate pay-go rules. Reverse Bush tax cuts for the wealthy. Cut pork barrel spending. Oh, did that happen? Make government spending more accountable and efficient. End wasteful government spending. Obama will stop funding. It doesn't say Obama will consider. It doesn't say Obama will think about. It does not say Obama will work with Congress to introduce legislation. It does not say Obama might kind of sorta if he feels like it. This is really important for those of you who, because you people, this is why democracy doesn't work. Well, one of the thousands of reasons why democracy doesn't work is the short memories. You people have no fucking clue what happened yesterday. Those of you in the 99%, you have no fucking idea what happened yesterday. You just think, oh, Obama was wonderful. He had a Nobel Peace Prize and he was black. It says, Obama will stop funding wasteful, obsolete federal government programs that make no financial sense. Okay, did he do that? If I say to you, I will paint your kitchen blue by Monday, and you come in on Tuesday and the kitchen is not painted blue, I didn't say I maybe might. I didn't say I think. I said I will paint your kitchen blue by Monday. If it's not painted blue on Tuesday, I fucking lied to you. You people are so in love with Obama's asshole and his ball sack and swallowing his sperm that you are incapable of seeing that he spent 8 years just shitting in your face. And then you rushed out to vote for Hillary Clinton because you thought she was going to continue the Hussein Obama legacy because that was so fucking wonderful. Obama has called for an end to subsidies for oil and gas companies that are enjoying record profits, as well as the elimination of subsidies to the private student loan industry, which has repeatedly used unethical business practices. Because we want to make sure the student loan industry is controlled entirely by the government. Because student loans, up there along with child support and alimony, the only things you can't get rid of in bankruptcy. Obama will also tackle wasteful spending in the Medicare program. Did that happen? Hussein Obama's plan to support rural communities. Because again, communities just can't exist unless Obama is there to support them. Right? It's not like a fucking community can. It's like roads, right? Roads can't exist without the federal government. You can't have a community without federal government. Obama will ensure our farm programs help family farmers, not giant corporations. How's that working out for you? He will fight to enable family farmers to have fair access to markets, control over their product decisions, and fair prices for their goods. That's why Monsanto rules the land, because Obama spent 8 years fighting for family farmers. Oh, the glory. Obama will establish a new program to identify and train the next generation of farmers. Once again, it does not say he might, does not say he will consider it, he does not say he'll think about it. It says, Obama, your Lord and Savior, the Messiah, Nobel Peace Prize winner, murderer of people with missiles launched from flying robots, dropped bombs on 7 countries in 6 years, at war with another country every day of his 8 years of presidency, your Messiah, your Savior, Obama, will, Obama will establish a new program to identify and train the next generation of farmers. Can any of you that have swallowed bucket loads of Obama's cum, can you tell me what that program is called and point me to any information about that program? No, you never really. You can prove me wrong. You can point me to the program and I will come on the podcast and say I was wrong. I'm not really concerned I'll ever have to do that, because for one thing, for you to point me to that program, you'd have to do some fucking work. And if you're a 99%er, you're not going to do any work. I mean, if you could do work, you'd have a fucking job. You'd be making money. You'd own your own business. I'm not even remotely concerned that any Obama supporter is ever going to prove me wrong on anything I ever say about Obama, because you would have to do work in order to prove me wrong. Even if it's just sending me an email, you'd have to do that much fucking work, and that in and of itself is more than you can handle. Improve rural quality of life. This is fucking hilarious. Combat methamphetamine. Methamphetamine use has increased 156% nationwide since 1996. Why is 1996 the base point? Remember, anytime someone gives you statistics like this, what makes 1996 the base point? The reason 1996 is the base point is because if you started in 1997 or in 1995, the increase would not have been as dramatic as 156%. The data point of starting this at 1996 was deliberately chosen in order to give the biggest bang for the buck, right? Just like with global warming. The Earth is getting warmer or colder depending on where you start your data set at. That's why the data set is started at the coldest point that climatologists can come up with. Well, fake climatologists, it's like fake news, like fake climatology. So they find the coldest point they can find and they start there and go, look, oh my God, we're all going to die because it's getting warmer. Obama has a long record of fighting the meth epidemic. Remember, also, so it went up 156%. Okay, so remember, if you have 2 people doing meth, and then 3 years later you have 4 people doing meth, well, that's a 100% increase. When you do it in the percentages, this doesn't tell us how many people. I'm not saying you should do meth. I'm not saying you shouldn't do meth. Actually, I'm saying you should do whatever you want because it's your body, because I'm an anarchist. I don't own your body. If you want to put meth into your body, I really don't give a shit. It's your fucking body. It's my body, my choice. I have a degree in sociology and Hispanic studies. And I'm pro-choice. It's my body, my choice. As president, he will continue the fight to rid our communities of meth and offer support to help addicts heal. It's less about the meth and more about the ability of the police to seize assets and then keep them and get additional funding that way. Again, guys, natural selection. If you just let the people who want to do meth do the meth, most of them will kill themselves off. It's not that big of a deal. It's not. Improve healthcare. He will attract providers to rural America by creating a loan forgiveness program for doctors and nurses who work in underserved rural areas. Okay, did that happen? Doesn't say he might, doesn't say he'll think about it. It says he will attract providers to rural America by creating a loan forgiveness program for doctors and nurses who work in underserved rural areas. That's a promise. That's not a I might, maybe, sort of. Obama will create, says will create, because he is the creator. He is the Messiah. Obama will create a rural revitalization program to attract and retain young people to rural America. Really? How could you people be so stupid as to read that sentence and think that that could even be a thing? A rural revitalization program to attract and retain young people to rural America. Ignoring the fact that this didn't happen, how do you even think that could happen? What do you think that would look like? Like this one up here about creating a loan forgiveness program for doctors and nurses who work in underserved rural America. I mean, I can see how that would work, right? You'd sit there and you go, okay, what's the population here and how many doctors and nurses do you have? And then you'd establish, you'd say like, okay, you need a doctor for every 100 people or whatever, right? And then you can do some math. You can count like how many doctors are in this area. Like you can maybe do it by counties, right? So how many doctors are in this county? Now how many people are in the county? Okay, do you have one doctor per 100 people? Yes or no? If it's fewer than one doctor for every 100 people, you can say, okay, so this is underserved. And then you can say, okay, if you're a doctor and you go to this area and you stay there and you do your doctor shit for at least 5 years, then we, the federal government, with the money we stole from the taxpayers, will pay off the rest of your student loans that you haven't paid, right? I mean, that is, statism aside, that you can see a practical way of achieving that. Yes? Of course. Explain to me how this rural revitalization program, which is going to attract and retain young people to rural America, that word is my nemesis, rural. Ugh. How is that going to work? If you're 20 years old and you move to a small town and you stay there at least 5 years, we'll give you a free iPod? I mean, what? How? Explain to me how that's going to work. Of course you don't know. You voted for Obama. You're stupid. That's the whole fucking point of the Cult of Personality podcast. Say, you're a dumbass. Obama will, once again, he will, Obama will invest in the core infrastructure, roads, bridges, locks, dams, water systems, and essential air service that rural communities need. I was thinking air service, like they don't have fucking air. I'm from the country. We have air. I assume he means airplanes. What have we... Oh my God. Okay, hold on. I need to take a deep breath. Brace yourselves. Okay, I just had to hammer down a giant swig of water because I'm going to need it. Quote, this is your Messiah, Hussein Obama, speaking. We, the royal we, We also need to change a system. You know what's coming. That is stacked. I think you know where this is going. Against. Who do you think the system might be stacked against? Oh, come on, come on. Take a wild guess. Just. You in the. Yeah, exactly. That is stacked against women. 40% of working women do not have a single paid sick day. Oh my God. Now notice he doesn't present a statistic for what percentage of working men don't have a single paid sick day. More and more women are denied jobs or promotions because they've got kids at home. Well, yes. Because when you have kids to take care of, you can't be at work. Why would somebody give a job or a promotion to somebody who can't be at work because they have to stay home to take care of the sick kids? Or back when we worked at CSU, I talked about this incessantly back in the day. One of these days, I'd love to go back and listen to my own podcast and just relive all these moments that I know I've talked about. We had the one chick. She like always had to go home. She's a single mother and her kids always in trouble at school. And she constantly had to leave early because I have to take my son to the principal's office. And I'm thinking, how in the fuck can your kid not find the principal's office on his own? Why do you have to take your kid to the principal's office? When I was in junior high and when I was in high school, I was in the principal. You guys may find this hard to believe. I've talked about this in the past. If you're new, you haven't heard this before. You may find this hard to believe. When I was in junior high and high school, I was like one of the kids who made fun of all the other kids. And we were there's three of us. And we were constantly in trouble. You would hear, you'd be sitting in class and they'd come over the PA system. Great one himself. Great one himself's friend number one. Great one himself's friend number two. Come to the principal's office. And we just be like, oh, I wonder which thing we did we got caught for now. Right? We did things like we built a still in the chemistry lab and distilled alcohol. It tasted disgusting. It was fucking terrible. We built a still. We made our own gunpowder and like made bombs and shit. We burned a hole in one of the chemistry labs, chemistry tables, because those big black tables that are like impervious to everything, right? We thought, oh, we can light the gunpowder on fire on this table. This table's fucking impervious to everything. It burned a fucking hole in the table. We threw rocks through windows. We harassed other people mercilessly. I know you're shocked, right? We made fun of the retarded kids. We made fun of girls. We made fun of the boys. We made fun of the jocks. We made fun of the band men. We made fun of everybody in the fucking school. We were equal opportunity assholes. We even made fun of each other. I was in the fucking principal's office so many fucking times. I should have had my own goddamn chair in there. I never one time needed my mother to come down and take me to the principal's office like I was too fucking stupid to find it on my own. But this chick, she had to leave work all the time. I have to take my son to the principal's office. Well, not only is your son a retard, but your son's also a fucking retard. I mean, how can he not find the principal? As many times as he's been to the principal's office, he should be able to fucking find it by now. Okay, that's why you women don't get jobs and promotions. Because when you have kids, you can't come to work. Because I had to take care of my kids. No, you should have gotten a fucking abortion. You can't shut up about a motherfucking abortion. Why didn't you abort the little motherfuckers? And we know the answer, because if you aborted them, you wouldn't have an excuse to leave work early all the fucking time. To continue with the ramblings of Hussein Obama, your messiah. As the son of a single mother, that is not the America that I believe in. Because Hussein Obama is confusing his beliefs with reality. It doesn't matter what he believes in. The reality is that, number one, women shouldn't have jobs, except for receptionists, nurses, and waitresses. And number two, single mothers doubly shouldn't have jobs, because they constantly have to leave to go take care of their fucking kids because they didn't get a fucking abortion. Even though they can't shut the fuck up about how wonderful abortion is. I'll be a president who stands up for working parents. We'll require employers to provide 7 paid sick days each year. What about part-time employers? We'll enforce laws that prohibit caregiver discrimination. I love this bullshit terminology, caregivers. No, they're called parents. And if you want a parent, you should fucking get married and stay home while one parent stays home, one parent fucking goes to work. Or win the lottery. Or be independently wealthy or something. But don't fucking pretend you're going to take care of kids and have a job at the same time. Because you're not. And we'll encourage flexible work schedules to better balance work and parenting for mothers and fathers. That's the change that working families need. Now, what working families need is to pay less taxes and put up with less bullshit. And if they could keep more of their money, they wouldn't need as many free handouts from the fucking government. And single mothers, those don't qualify as families because it's only one fucking adult. And yeah, I mean, fuck you. If you're going to have a kid without somebody to help you raise the kid, I don't feel sorry for you. God damn it, honey, get a fucking abortion. Hussein Obama's plan to reclaim the American dream for women and their families. So we're going to reclaim the American dream for women and their families. Number one is, of course, pay equity. Number two is reproductive choice. Well, if they make the right reproductive choice, they won't have a family because they won't have any children. Because they'll either use birth control or they'll get a fucking abortion, won't they? Reproductive choice. Obama has been a constant champion of reproductive choice and will make preserving a woman's right to choose under Roe v. Wade a priority as president. And I've said this till I'm blue in the face. If every woman who can't shut up about abortion would actually get a fucking abortion when they get pregnant, the world would be a better fucking place. But you won't. You can't shut up about abortion, but you won't go fucking get one. Every time I see a fucking single mother who says she's pro-choice, my question is, then why did you make the wrong choice? Why didn't you get a fucking abortion? And we know the answer. I know the answer. If you've listened to podcasts before, you know the answer. Because women see having a kid out of wedlock as a meal ticket. They know that they will get all sorts of money from the government. They know they will get sympathy from people around them. They know that they will not have to show up to work on time. They know they'll be able to leave work early. They know they'll have excuses for their failure all the fucking time. They can blame everything on the kid. Well, I have to leave early because my kid. I wonder how many times women lie about that shit. It's really, there's a sale at JCPenney's, right? But she'll come in and tell the boss, oh, my kid is sick. Discrimination at the job. For every dollar earned by a man, the average woman receives only 77 cents. A recent study estimates it will take another 47 years for women to close the wage gap with men at Fortune 500 corporate offices. Oh my fucking God. And the wage gap has been debunked how many fucking times by people as diverse as Shoe on Head, Stefan Molyneux, Maddox, for fuck's sakes. I mean, it just, can we please? But again, this is 8 years ago. I'm sure you dumb motherfuckers, you read this and you believed it because you're math challenged. Paid sick days. Obama will require that employers provide 7 paid sick days per year to their employees. I have 2 jobs. Neither of them give me sick days. So that obviously didn't happen. Obama will provide a $1.5 billion fund to help states jumpstart paid leave programs consistent with their local needs. And that doesn't even mean anything. Obama will create a program to inform businesses about the benefits of flexible work schedules. Yeah, that's called the internet. That's called talking to other people. You don't need a program. Obama's going to form a plan. He's going to put together a program to inform people of the benefits of drinking water and breathing air. You don't need a fucking federal program to tell businesses about the benefits of flexible work schedules. If a business can benefit from flexible work schedules, they'll fucking figure it out. Help businesses create flexible work opportunities. Again, the business doesn't need the government to help it create a flexible fucking work schedule. You just do it. I mean, if a company cannot create a flexible work schedule without help from the federal government, that company should be going out of business. Right, here's how you create a flexible work schedule. Watch this. Okay, how to create a flexible work schedule at your business. The person with the authority to make the decision, it's the owner, the CEO, the manager, whoever the fuck it is, walks into a room with all the employees. He says, yo, guys, here's the deal. Come to work when the fuck you want to, leave when the fuck you want to, and as long as all the assignments you're given get done, nobody gives a shit. If your assignments don't get done by the deadline, then we'll have a little chit-chat. But as long as your assignments are done to the standards by the deadline, come and go whenever the fuck you feel like. There you go. You have created a flexible work schedule. The amount of federal government intervention and funding required to do that is zero. And if you work for a company or you are the CEO, owner, manager of a company and you're too dumb to do that, your company should go out of business. And increase federal incentives for telecommuting. What kind of a federal incentive can you have for telecommuting? Does that mean you're going to punish the employees who don't telecommute? Are you going to punish the companies that don't have telecommute? I mean, how's that going to work? And of course, the one of the other messiahs, Marissa Mayer, whatever the fuck the stupid cunt's name is, when she took over Yahoo, what did she do? She said, oh yeah, you can't telecommute anymore. How's that working out? Yeah, you're fucking telecommuting. That shit's really kicking ass and taking names. And again, the reason for the focus on telecommuting is because there's so many women doing jobs where you could telecommute because women don't do anything, right? If you're a man, you have a job like you're an electrician, a plumber, you work on a garbage truck, you're on a fishing boat out there in the Alaska Ocean fucking getting salmon, right? You repair windmills, you install solar panels. You can't fucking telecommute. Who telecommutes? The bimbos in HR department. That's who telecommutes. Because they don't do anything. Not saying there aren't men with jobs where telecommuting works. I'm saying if you look at the jobs that can't have telecommuting, I'm willing to bet it's over 50% jobs that are filled by women with worthless college degrees. Obama will make safeguarding women's rights under Roe v. Wade a priority. He opposes any constitutional amendment to overturn that decision. Oh, good for you. You just pander your ass off, buddy. Obama will appoint a special investigator who will report to him regularly on issues related to violence against women. Okay, did he do this? Once again, here's your opportunity to prove me wrong. Obama will appoint a special advisor who will report to him regularly on issues related to violence against women. Obama will also pass legislation that provides job security to victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. In other words, give jobs to people who can't do their jobs. Here's the thing. If you're a woman and you have been a victim of domestic violence or sexual assault and you can still do your job, why would your job be in jeopardy? But if you can't still do your job, then the people you work for might fire you and replace you with someone who can do the job. So what Obama's saying here is that people who can't do their jobs, he's going to make sure they don't lose their jobs just because they're women. And so once again, the company is saddled with an employee who can't do her job, and so the company has to pay her money even though she's not doing anything. Then the company has to get somebody else to do the actual work she's supposed to be doing. And see, Obama and all of you fucking left-wing status social justice warriors, you don't give a shit about that. All you care about is the fucking woman. Why? Because she's going to vote Democrat and she has a vagina. You don't care about the men at this company that have to fucking pick up her dead weight and carry her and do her job for you. You don't care about the financial burden that has to be taken on by the company, which reduces their profits, even though corporate profits after taxes were higher under Hussein Obama than they were under George Bush. You don't care about any of that because you don't understand economics. You don't give a shit about other people. All you care about is yourself. And the reason you want to protect this woman who is a victim is because you know that this victimized bitch is going to vote Democrat, and you know the Democrats are going to give you free stuff. Free stuff paid for by taking money away from people who have jobs. And you don't have a job because you're a fucking parasite. Hussein Obama's plan? Brace yourselves, my friends. If you weren't sitting down before, you might want to sit down now. Hussein Obama's plan for immigration reform. Yes, my friends, Hussein Obama's going to fix immigration. Quote, "The time to fix our broken immigration system is now. We need stronger enforcement on the border and at the workplace." When Donald Trump says it, he's a racist. When Hussein Obama says it, well, he's the Messiah. The problem, undocumented population is exploding. The number of undocumented immigrants in the country has increased more than 40% since 2000. Every year, more than 500,000 people come illegally or illegally overstay their visas. This is a problem, according to Hussein Obama. When Donald Trump says it's a problem, Donald Trump is a racist. When Hussein Obama says it's a problem, he's the Messiah. Obama will remove incentives to enter the country illegally by cracking down on employers who hire undocumented immigrants. Obama believes, oh, he's got a belief. Look out. He believes something. Oh, it must be true. He's believing things now. Obama believes we, the royal we, need to do more to promote economic development in Mexico to decrease illegal immigration. It's not our place to economically develop Mexico. Mexico needs to economically develop Mexico. Hussein Obama's plan, create secure borders. Obama wants to preserve the integrity of our borders. He supports additional personnel, infrastructure, and technology on the border and at our ports of entry. Racist when Trump says it, Messiah when Obama says it. Obama wants to preserve the integrity of our borders. He supports additional personnel, infrastructure, that could be a wall, and technology on the border and our ports of entry. Obama championed a proposal to create a system so employers can verify that their employees are legally eligible to work in the United States. Whew. Obama supports a system that allows undocumented immigrants who are in good standing to pay a fine as long as you give money to the government, you can do anything. Learn English and go to the back of the line for the opportunity to become citizens. Why do they have to learn English and why do they have to go to the back of the line? Is that like sitting in the back of the bus? See, that sounds really fucking racist. Can you imagine if Donald Trump said he was going to put in place this system for undocumented immigrants who are in good standing to pay a fine, learn English? He would be immediately accused of racism for saying they have to learn English. And then if he said that they could go to the back of the line, I'm not making this up, and go to the back of the line for the opportunity to become citizens. If Donald Trump said that people could go to the back of the line, he would be immediately attacked as racist, because that's like sitting in the back of the bus. You hate black people. But when Obama writes this in his fucking blueprint for change, all of you, you're just on your knees, your fucking mouth is open, his cock drops in your mouth, and you're like deep-throating it. His cock is going down your esophagus, and your fucking, your tongue is rubbing on his ball sack, and you're just, you're sucking like a fucking baby on the goddamn nipple, and you're just sucking, and when he shoots the cum, it's all just going right down into your stomach and loading you up. And when you go and you take a shit, you catch the fucking shit and you eat the shit because you know some of his cum is in there. And that's how greedy you are for your Messiah's motherfucking cum. You people fucking disgust me. Intellectually and emotionally. You're just the stupidest humans that have ever walked the fucking planet Earth. I'm serious, guys. If you voted for Obama the second time, you are one of the biggest fucking morons that has ever lived. Oh, there's more. There's more. We're just going to stop right here for right now. Because there's more. Your God. He is every person. Every person. Oh. What? 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 Ooh, the culta. He's 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 the culta.
Tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
It's not that I want to punish your success.
No,
I
don't want to punish.
Make sure that everybody who is behind you, that they've got a chance at
success too.
They're
in the back of the line.
Spread the wealth around. It's good for everybody.
That's what's good for everybody. Spreading the wealth around. That's what's good. Not killing people with flying robots, that's not what's good. What's good is spreading wealth.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set.
No, absolutely not.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful.
Just as powerful.
Just as strong.
Just as strong.
Just as well-funded.
Just as well-funded. 8 years later, not one motherfucker can still tell me what the fuck that even means.